see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
News Talk 580 WTCM. It's 8 minutes now after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, August the 28th, as the final days of August are sort of dwindling down here. We're seeing changes all over northern Michigan where we're broadcasting from today. But Bonnie Pintozzi, if you want to catch the changes elsewhere in the world, the Travel Authority is what gets you there.
Absolutely. And it's also with great guests that we're going to bring on in a moment. I want to go back in time. Because first and foremost, our guest today represents a company that is 91 years old. Okay, so let's establish that. She's not 91, but the company is. But one of the questions that comes up a lot is, how did river cruising become so popular? You know, what were the roots of river cruising? Because all of a sudden, you just used to ocean cruising and so forth. You know, back in the mid-1990s, river cruising, as we know it today, was slowly beginning to establish itself. It was starting to get a bit popular, but it really wasn't like it was today. I mean, you know, by 1993, there were a few ships being built, things like that. The pioneers who were trying to figure out they're going to go up and down these canals. People want certain things. They want the amenities. Well, most of those vessels did not have amenities like they do today. They took a no-frills barging experience, because a lot of people used to take barge cruises, which were different, okay? But all of a sudden, it started to change. And in the latter half of the 90s, all of a sudden, people were looking at it that owned the cruise lines and saying, no, we have to make this an experience. We have to step it up quite a bit, you know, step up our dining, do everything. So lo and behold, comes a company called Globus family of brands. Now, we've had Globus on numerous times to talk about the various brands, but today we're going to talk about one of the family members, and that is Avalon Waterways. And if you want to talk about from the past to the present, Julie Petchler, Business Development Manager, welcome, because there is a huge difference with Avalon Waterways, right?
Absolutely. A very, very big difference with our ships. My favorite way to travel is river cruising. And you're right, Bonnie. It's, you know, the Europeans have been cruising for years, but it just kind of caught on here in the United States in the last, like you say, in the 90s. Globus decided to go into it in 2004. And what we did is that we went to the American traveling public and asked them what they wanted on a river cruise, which they wanted to have those hotel-style beds. They wanted to have the larger bathrooms. They wanted the larger cabins. So our ships are built for the American traveling public. We put all those things into it. And we've done nothing but improve our ships ever since we got into the business in 2004. So 15 years ago, and we're now up to 14 ships on the European waterways, doing all the major rivers over there. And we're just tickled pink. It's been a very, very successful season, and now we want to kick off 2019 for all your listeners and get them all excited about it.
I have to say, Julie, I'm taking a 360-degree tour of one of your ships right now by going to avalonwaterways.com. It's quite impressive, the amenities, the rooms, and for a ship that's, you know, relatively small, to be able to get into those tiny little, you know, areas in these great countries, there's so much on this ship.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot to do on the ships, but we want you to experience the countryside. We want you to experience all the little towns and little places that we go to. And what's so exciting, the new brochure just came out. We have 51 different itineraries to choose from. That's absolutely amazing. And 14 new itineraries for 2019. So we're just, if somebody says, I've already done a river cruise in Europe, think again, because we've got a new itinerary for you to choose and all kinds of new places you go to. I mean, towns like Mainz and Deggendorf and Arnheim, places that usually the river cruises don't go to. But again, if you didn't want to go off the ship, you could stay right on the ship and enjoy everything that we have to do on the ship also.
Well, and the excursions, yeah, too, and that's something that differentiates, because when you start talking the Avalon Waterways difference, you know, most cruises are going to offer one basic excursion, okay, or land tour when, the, you know, in port with the more interesting excursions costing extra, but not Avalon. Again, think about the general public that they're, you know, the United States, and who is used to getting the all-inclusives and all the things. Avalon is stepping up and doing our trends. Right, Julie?
Absolutely. Every city that your clients are going to be going into, you're going to have a choice of an active, a discovery, or a classic excursion to participate in. So, you know, maybe you have a family of four traveling. Somebody's going to do the active thing in Amsterdam. They're going to do the jogging tour, maybe the bicycle tour, you know, around the city. The discovery, they may want to take a painting class. You know, and the classic would be just taking the guided canal cruise in the waterways. So there's every city you're going to have a choice. So we're pretty much tailoring every, you know, all these different experiences to the American traveling public. And they can do what they want. Somebody wants to be active one day, do the jogging or the bicycling tour. Somebody doesn't want to be active that day, they can do the classic. So, and that's new with us. I don't think any other river cruise company has that, those choices.
No, and I don't think so. And, you know, Crystal, I'm looking at you, I'm saying, okay, you can canoe one day, you can sightsee the next day, you can drink wine in a castle, or go for whatever you want to do, all with Avalon doing this stuff because you're having it your way.
That's the slogan, you know, it's Avalon your way. So really, really, and that's with all of the cruises. So, I mean, a lot of thoughts have been put into all these different excursions, and I've had the opportunity to do 14 river cruises, so.
Wow. All sizes.
That sounds awesome. You have the best job, Julie.
And you know what? If somebody isn't too sure whether they want to do, you know, spend a whole week on a river cruise, we have a cruise that's 3 days long up to 27 days, you know, from the North Sea to the Black Sea for 27 days. So we have everything in between. And what's nice is if somebody wants to do a little bit longer cruise, we can mix and match and put two cruises back to back. That's the way the brochure was produced.
Mm-hmm.
And something for everyone.
Let's talk about a Ports of Call for just a second, because what you also did, you took the best of both worlds. You had large city ports as well as smaller ones, okay, less touristy destinations. That gives, I think, a well-rounded view of the route. It really does. But you don't feel so overwhelmed as a traveler, so you have to pack so much because you're going to go into these big city ports or whatever. You allow time to kind of soak it all in and get a feel and immerse yourself. It's kind of a great balance, and Avalon does that very well.
Well, you know, we've been around for 91 years, you know, doing tours in Europe, so we pretty much have it down to a science, what people want to see in the different cities and how much time we're going to spend there and everything. We know that, you know, there's not a whole lot to do in Passau or Dürnstein or Melk, so, you know, we're going to spend a couple hours there. But in Cologne, there's so much to do. We know that we've got to spend a whole day there. So it's all the kids that are in the offices in Europe that have the experiences, and they know exactly what everybody wants to do. So,
and Julie, we've had clients come in and say, oh, I've got a special dietary needs. I don't know if I should take a river cruise. I mean, am I going to have a problem with that? And it's, you know, that's not it, because normally the restaurant manager will find that particular traveler the very first day they arrive. And, you know, he sits down, does the thing, and it's not that you have to eat, you know, badly. You're actually finding some things. Don't make it fun. Don't make it your way.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, that's one of the things that the chef does when everybody gets on the ship, you know, the embarkation day. He's going to announce if anybody has any dietary restrictions, mm-hmm, to please meet with him in the lounge. And he'll go over, you know, what he can do. We can do pretty much everything. The only thing we can't do is kosher, just because we only have one kitchen. Mm-hmm. But if somebody, you know, is gluten-free or salt-restricted or whatever, or that we can handle anything on the ship like that. And, you know, it's a lot of farm-to-table. You're going to see the chef go out in the morning to the local markets, and he'll be coming back with the rhubarb or the vegetables or whatever. And you know that that's done right there in the kitchen. There's nothing frozen or coming out of the package or gone into a microwave. So we're tickled with that.
Yeah, Julie White keeps saying your way, and you keep saying have it your way. In 2020, Avalon is inviting certainly the travelers to chart their own course. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, again, it's whatever they want to do. You've got these different choices, whether it's active discovery or classic. And it's not a cookie cutter. You know, it's not a cookie cutter where, okay, this is the only thing we're going to do is do the sightseeing in Budapest and see the city hall and everything. You want to just see the city hall? Perfect. You want to do the underground sightseeing, the catacombs in Budapest? Absolutely. So, again, you're charting your own course. It's what you want to do, what your clients want to do.
All right. So there's a lot to do on it. There's a lot of itineraries. What are some of the most unique itineraries? And, all right, Julie, get down to it. What seems to be the most popular ones, too?
Of course, the romantic Rhine is always the most popular because the Rhine is exactly what everybody thinks a river cruise should be. You know, with the vineyards and the castles along the side. In fact, there's one area on the Rhine where there's 22 different castles. And there's a little bit, you know, we're sailing and the cruise director has a little commentary about all of them. And the history is just absolutely amazing. And that's what everybody thinks a river cruise should be like. And then after that, you've got the Danube. You know, it's a 1-2 punch whether you want to do the Rhine or the Danube. Again, the Danube is what you have all these magnificent cities, Bratislava, you've got Vienna, you've got Budapest. Just, again, exactly what everybody thinks a river cruise should be. But some of the new itineraries that we've got for next year, we've got the Tulip Time in Holland and Belgium. And we're going to be stopping at some of the World War I sites, which I think is going to be really, really exciting. The Danube Symphony that goes from Passau to Bucharest, you know, all the way down to the Black Sea. What else? We've got the magnificent rivers of Europe from Amsterdam to Budapest, you know, which is a multi-river cruise. So we've got some really, really exciting ones. Again, from 3 days up to 27 days, we've got everything in between for your clients.
And remember, Oberammergau is only, what, every 10 years, and it's happening in 2020. You have that as well.
We do. We do have a couple of river cruises on Oberammergau that are going to include the Oberammergau tickets. And remember, 2020 is going to be the year for Oberammergau, and the next one's not going to be until 2030. So,
oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it's already here.
And we've been talking a little bit about it, but it's coming up. It really is. You got to make your reservation.
And it is a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing. And with Globus's buying power, we have tickets that are right main floor center, and it truly is a magnificent experience. It's a long play. It's a long day, but, you know, it truly is a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing. And, we still have some space available on both the land programs and on Avalon Waterways.
Julie, if I still want to go on a river cruise this year, there's space, correct?
There is some space left, yes. And, you know, September and October are the two most popular months for river cruising. It's just a beautiful time. It's kind of like here in Michigan with all the colors and everything. So those are the two most popular. But the other thing are festive time cruises that start right around Thanksgiving and go through December. Mm-hmm. If you have somebody that wants to do something entirely unique, and what's so cool about that is all the cities are all decked out, you know, with their Christmas ornaments and all the Christmas decorations. And every city has its own Christmas market. And what I learned about going to the Christmas market, if you see it in one city, buy it because you're not going to see it anywhere else. And there's nothing made, you know, anywhere else, like in Germany, all the stuff that's in the markets could be made in Germany or made in Austria or whatever. So the Christmas markets are one of my favorite cruises. Yes, it's cold, but, you know, I'd have a little bit of glue wine and bundle up and, you know, just enjoy the cities.
Well, it's cold here, so
yeah, exactly.
We've got the
might
clothes.
As well.
Go for it. No, they are popular. The Christmas markets and the cruises around that time definitely do sell out. Julie, as we look at this year coming down to a close a little bit, I know it's only the end of August, but still we're thinking ahead. We're looking ahead. You've just won a lot of awards, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes. We just won the Cruise Critics Award for being the best European river cruise company. And we are so tickled about that because that's from the traveling public. They're the ones that voted us as the best river cruise line out there. So there's no shenanigans with that. It's the public that did that. And this is the fourth year in a row that we were also voted the best staterooms out there. And what's so special about our staterooms is that 85% of our fleet is 200 square feet, which is very, very large in the industry. But we're the only company where the beds face the windows. So it's all about the view. It's all about, you know, making sure you see all those castles, those fabulous tulips, you know, everything. So, again, only company where the beds are going to be facing the windows, not facing the walls.
Oh, wow.
And that's all the ships. All 14 ships are exactly the same.
And when that came out, that really was is still is, but was a big deal in the travel industry because of the way they position that, the views. Can you imagine just waking up in the morning and all of a sudden you're looking out and going, wow.
That's what I do a lot of on your travel show, Bonnie. A lot of imagining.
Yes.
And then planning. Exactly.
Yes. We do plan a lot. We really sincerely do.
We sure do.
But, you know, it's fun because Julie's been on our shows.
Oh, yeah.
How many times? And we talk about Globus because Globus Family of Brands is a great family of brands. And what we also like about it, let's say you're taking Avalon Waterways. If you want to do a Monograms, which is a really lot more self time together,
yeah,
doing things, or you want to take one of the Globus vacations or anything like that, you can put them with these cruises because everything's designed to kind of blend together, right?
Absolutely. And that's what's so nice about our brochures. When, you know, the brochure weighs a pound and a half. I understand that. But what's nice about it is you've got the listing of the itineraries for the Avalon cruise, but then at the end of the itinerary, it's going to say, oh, add London and Paris as Monograms, or you might want to add the Switzerland tour, you know, or the train tour or whatever. So there's suggestions in there. And the suggestions are, of course, the most popular ones that we mix and match. But that's what's so great about your agents at the Travel Authority. Mm-hmm. They know exactly how to do this.
Yeah, we do. We have the opportunity to sell a lot of the Globus family of brands because mm-hmm. they're top of mind. And plus, we get all sorts of information. We have some really awesome programs and value-added things as Altour, the Travel Authority, with the family of brands. Before we end, I want to talk briefly about the exotics because they are different.
Yeah.
You know, those itineraries and where they go are amazing. So, Julie, can you touch base on that?
Absolutely. We now have two ships on the Mekong that go from Ho Chi Minh City up to Siem Reap, just because it's such a popular itinerary. And it's only 36 passengers, 18 staterooms on those particular ships. Again, beds are facing the windows. And what's so nice about that is we can get into these little teeny villages that the bigger ships that have 100 people can't get into. And it's so cool, you know, you get into the village, everybody in the village is there waving and welcoming you and everything. They can't wait to see you. It's one of my favorite destinations. And then we also do the Ganges, you know, over in India, which has become very, very popular. And we also have the Galapagos, the Amazon, and we've got one for the Nile for November through March of this year. It's one of our escape programs. So if somebody's interested in that, we have that. And the other thing that's really special is we are waiving the single supplement on our European cruises and the Ganges.
So what does that mean?
If you have somebody that's traveling by themselves, or maybe you have someone that wants to take Aunt Julie along or Aunt Bonnie, we don't have to pay that single supplement. We get our own stateroom, and just for the price of the one person. And that's huge.
That is huge.
That is huge because forever has been, if you're a single traveler, you're paying double occupancy, basically. And when I talk to people now who say, well, I want to go because my husband doesn't really want to go to the VCon, but I want to. Am I going to spend a fortune? No. I mean, there's opportunities to really now come in at a price point that's fair.
That's really great.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
Yeah, very big deal. And Avalon Waterways, and Southeast Asia. So we've got some departures on the Mekong where we're also waiting single supplement.
So I love it, Julie. You were like, we have so many that I was like, oh, I forgot about Southeast Asia.
The brochure weighs a pound and a half. Let's get serious for everything here.
You're basically going everywhere. You got to love
it. We can't even lift the boxes when they come into the office. It's crazy. But 91 years you're in business, and you've built a wonderful business. What, over 500,000 people go every year or more now, I'm sure. That's
every
a lot of responsibility. And they take it seriously. And the sustainability now you're into, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And in 2019, we will be going to all of the continents. So if somebody has Antarctica on their bucket list, we now have a cruise that's going to be going to Antarctica. So we're tickled about that. So we cover the world.
That's really great. I mean, you don't have to be a scientist anymore. You just have to be a customer of Avalon.
Definitely. You can make it all work out.
Yeah.
Julie Betchler, thank you for joining us again today on Travel Talk by Altour and the Travel Authority. It's always great to have you on. And, you know, your 14th cruise, I guess next time you were on with us, you'll have 15 or 16 by now, right?
I hope.
We can only hope.
We can only hope. Thanks, Julie.
Alrighty, thank you.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.